Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith in you. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the odd stains to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, May the 13th, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Okay, good morning, TNT. All right. Hope you guys are having a better.
Tony, still there?
Uh-oh, can you hear me?
I do now. You went out after better.
Oh. All right. I just meant because the sun's not shining here just yet. Don't know if it is today or not. But anyway.
You know, I'm having the same situation. Right, and we're supposed to have a high of 70 today. And it's been cloudy and overcast all morning. So where's my 70 degrees? Anyway.
Well, unfortunately, I only got 67, so you're doing better than me. All right. Anyway, we sent out something.
No. Yeah. Well, yes, we did. Yeah. Tuesday.
Yes.
Sure did.
Yes.
Tuesday update. On Tuesday, the Parliamentary Finance Committee has set several options to address the financial hardship. An exchange rate change, stop the imports, stop the currency auctions, prepare a special budget, open the door for investment, and support the private sector. So that was the update that went out yesterday.
Okay, all those are the things that we wanted to hear, that we wanted to see in black and white. So it tells us things are going as planned, being suggested, and actually happening. So the only real news we have for today is they say they're going to approve the budget after the holiday, which we knew they were going to, and their goal was to submit it before the holiday. Now they're saying they're going to approve it after the holiday. So we'll see what happens. Okay, I don't think there's any other good news, guys, or what we're supposed to be getting on to other than that. Was it right? Let me see.
Nothing pressing on my mind.
I'm trying to think. What did I get? Very little articles today, except people still congratulating him. Trump congratulating him. I'm trying to see what I got from Iraq this morning. There's absolutely nothing from the banks. There's been no change. Okay, we got the World Bank agreement. World Bank's giving them $30 million. It really doesn't matter. Most of that is for the virus. A lot of corruption files have been opened against them. Travel bans for the ministers, government officials to stop them from leaving. I think we announced that on Wednesday. On Monday because it was over the weekend. So that continued. So let's get this party started and see what's up here. It's a one-day holiday for those of you who are texting. It's a one-day holiday, 23rd. All right, there.
Okay, Jim NKC says, every time the U.S. needs money, they turn to the Federal Reserve to provide it. So many on this site are posting what they read on other guru sites, that the Federal Reserve is going to be absorbed by the U.S. Treasury, or already has been, and the IRS is also going to be eliminated. Seems improbable, since the U.S. begs for money from the Federal Reserve, and that people who have all the money in the world would allow that to happen. What do your government sources say about it? Your observations, please.
My sources and my personal observation, because that's what you're asking for, saying that those people are idiots. That's what my sources and my personal observation says. Now, I'm with you. So there's not going to be any more IRS, as they said. They're not going to tax the people anymore. Who's going to pay for all these programs? Oh, wait, the program's just going to go away? Or are all these social programs, government programs, the federal government giving to the states when they need, all supposed to be from donations. From who? Donations from the poor or donations from the rich are going to make all these things work? Or, oh, wait, they're just going to take them all away and think, what, that we're going to become a third world country, everybody's hungry, there's no jobs, and they're subsidizing nothing, and they just get to sit up in the big castle and live life like it's normal, and people aren't going to be in an uproar about that? Or we're not going to act like a third world country and riot in the streets, and that's a better benefit than it is today to do away with that? Okay, here's another question I'm going to ask you too, guys. If you were the Rothschilds or anybody who owns a Federal Reserve, and you're not one of the richest families in the country, you're the top 7-10 families in the world. You own 30% of all central banks, or the majority of them. Would you just give up your throne? Would you just give up your money? Would you just give up your golden goose and say, here, y'all just take it? Go ahead. You can have it. I mean, I've been controlling it forever. Now it's your turn. I mean, who in the world thinks that's how this is going to work? Well, it's a bunch of idiots out there that think they can just take it. There's one thing that senators get to say to presidents all the time, or congressmen get to say to presidents every time they're elected. Mr. President, I know you're here and I know you're running things right now, but trust me, the day when you walk out the door, I'm going to still be here. I'll still be in my same position, my same authority. And 24 hours after you walk out that door, you will be nobody. Nobody. Nobody will care. Nobody will care what you say or what you do from that point on. But we're going to let you walk in and take all of our power, authority, money away that we've been enjoying for years. Now, you're not just talking about one family. It's like, I just want to narrow it down to you guys and just say, it's like you're going to overthrow your local government and say, hey, we're tired of you. Or better yet, there's a better example. You are going to walk into New York, Chicago, L.A., anywhere, and make a public announcement to the mob and say, hey, you guys are done. You're over with. I'm taking you over in January, and I'm wiping all of you out. And nothing's going to happen when you don't even know who they are, when they run more businesses, companies, corporations behind closed doors than you could ever imagine. But yet you're going to do this. And there's a bunch of idiots out there promoting it. And every day there's some, you know, hold on, because you guys have got me on one right now. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to tell you, because this is what this nonsense sounds like. So last night at 11 o'clock, I'm minding my own business. I get a text at 11:07. It says, Iraqi doctor in Missouri is getting $11 on his card, so the RV has started. All ministers have been set in Iraq. Now, anybody see that anywhere? Anybody? Anybody see an RV today? I've called every one of my Iraqi people, and not one of them have $11 on their card. Not one. Not anybody coming out of their country. Oh, here we go. I mean, it's just crazy. Here's our military contact just got back. He says for security, he can't verify the fines and penalties. Deliveries are out now. Hearing definitely in banks tomorrow. Well, here's tomorrow. We're not in banks. But this comes out every other day. This idiot says the same thing. But 15, if all goes well, current goal, tomorrow, Tuesday, 11, outside day is Wednesday. DOD backed us, started us, blah, blah, on and on and on. And he puts this out every other day, and his people believe in it. And it never happens. And every day he comes back with the same excuse. oh, well, it's some more cabal people. It's some more people trying to do something sinister. And every 2 days, there's another group of 2,000. Guys, come on. Let's be realistic. IRS isn't going anywhere. They say, how else is the government going to be the government? How else are they effectively going to run the programs, the agencies themselves, without the IRS? Where else are we going to pay our taxes to? And there might become a flat rate, but the IRS can't go away. Federal Reserve can't go away. As of right now, we owe the Federal Reserve over half of our deficit. It's owed to the Federal Reserve. How are you going to owe somebody $10 trillion, $11 trillion, and say, yeah, but I'm going to make you disappear tomorrow? Who? I mean, what government is going to be there forever to make sure that happens? I forgot. This guy shouldn't have asked this question because they have a government in place. I mean, I guess Trump might know about it because they insist he does, making it happen. That's going to wipe out every congressman, every senator, every commander in the army. They're all going to be replaced overnight whenever they make this announcement. Like we're a third world country. And all these guys in place right now don't know about it. You know about it because you're asking me. I know about it because I read this foolishness every time somebody sends it to me. But our own military, intel, CIA, FBI, you know, everybody else, they have no clue this is about to happen to them. Let's get real. Okay, well, who's next, Ray?
My friends don't send me that kind of stuff.
Oh, my
anyway.
God.
Chicago says, you've mentioned an $8 contract rate on the VND through one bank. Can you tell us what bank? And is the cap $20 million?
I can tell you what bank, but I'm not going to, because I can tell you because that's the bank who told me, so obviously I got to know who they are. But no. And I'm trying to think. I think he said they weren't doing caps on the dong, is what he said.
Right.
Yeah, he said they weren't doing caps. So, anyway, it's each bank's option what they're going to do, I guess. All right, what's next?
Angels WME. Oh, I wasn't able to get on the double-digit webinar. Is there a replay? Yes, there's a replay. It's in the forum. So you can go right in the forum, those who missed Monday night's seminar, and just click on the replay link, and it will play for you from beginning to end. All right, Sunstar says, per Ray's Tuesday update, how does stopping the imports benefit Iraq?
Oh. How does stopping the imports benefit Iraq? Well, what happens when they stop the imports, guys, they start using Iraq's natural resources instead of the imports, which helps drive their economy. So that's what they're looking for, all right, to buy a home. Instead of made in China, made in USA, pays our people, our group, our economy, makes our items more valuable. That's what they want to stop the imports. All right, what's next?
Does the new finance minister have partial or full control over currency rate changes before the CBI releases it to the masses?
I don't know what his full authority are, but the CBI has controlled the rate.
Do you think they will disperse the money?
But
oh, okay. Do you think they will dismiss and replace the CBI's top dog before they change the rate and release to the Iraqi people and the international community?
I think it would be more confusion if they did that, because a new guy would have to come in and review everything and see and make sure, because his name would be the one on it. So I'm sure he's not just going to say go with whatever he said. So there was an article came out yesterday with Al-Kazimi and his government denying that they ever said anything about replacing Iraq. They said that wasn't true. That was just rumors. So they're not looking at that. So No, I don't think it'll happen before the RV.
All right. That was it for the board questions. Now we're going to the live folks. 404 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your helping us to connect the dots on this wonderful Wolf Coming to Us Wednesday. Playing on the question that Sunstar had posed on his or her questions there with respect to the replacing of the CBI governor. There has been an article that I ran across, and it was noting that Kazemi was apparently considering various independent bodies that he might be replacing the heads of these groups. And buried in that list was Central Bank. So that was kind of raising the red flag of, could it be that has already been done and it's just kind of floating in here? But from what you were saying, I'm hearing you say that your folks are saying that ALAC is still holding that position. Is that a correct hearing, what you've said?
At this moment, he's still holding that position, and they put out that rumor didn't come from them, that he was to be replaced. Not saying that he can't be replaced, but they didn't put that out already, and it really wouldn't, in my estimation, make sense to replace him before they did it. And like I said, they have to go through a complete review or redo by a new director.
Well, it was interesting in this article of the fact that it just seems to be that they, whether or not they were planting the seeds of don't be surprised if when this happens, that they were planning to have some major house cleanings. And, of course, as you've alluded to as well, he's seeming to be fully intent that he's going to have his full government in place, which he can then kind of be turning to both the body and body to say, you know, I've gotten everything complete, and I'm not going to be, you know, proxy holding positions. I'll be just doing the position of prime minister and deal with getting the budget law in place and that sort of thing. The one comment, Tony, that you had referenced, the fact that the World Bank, the $30 million coming from them to Iraq, primarily for fighting the coronavirus, is that coming through in the form of a grant or as a loan? Meaning, you know, will Iraq be expected to pay that back? And they know that they already have a $30 million debt facing them, or is this being a gift? I haven't run across that particular article, and I was intrigued with that one.
Well, let me see. I guess I gotta go find it. I think it is just a grant, though. But I'd have to go back and find it. Or,
because, you know, if it were a grant, it's like, well, great, they're getting all this money. They're not having to worry about actually repaying it. And they can be saying thank you very much to the World Bank and all those who support the World Bank for having a gift of $30 million, you know, handed to them. So I was just kind of curious on that, because that would also be helpful on their budget constraints of, you know, what, how they're planning their budget. Like so. Okay. Well, again, appreciate all the connecting of the dots. I'm feeling like measles at times here. But we're getting them connected, and hopefully by Friday, or not sooner, we'll know that the wealth is finally coming to us and that you'll tell us when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. We're holding you accountable for that, you and Ray.
Okay.
So we appreciate
it. So the World Bank announced today, Wednesday, the allocation of more than $30 million to help Iraq face the corona pandemic. Okay. So with that, I would say they are granting and giving that to them, not actually loaning it to them, because it doesn't say that. Saying they are allocating $30 million to them. Okay? So,
well, I hope they get it.
Iraq,
thank you.
Just like the rest of us, would rather somebody allocate $30 million to us than loan it to us, right? Life was so much different knowing I don't have to pay it back. Okay.
Indeed. Won't have to worry about interest rate or anything. So super. Appreciate it. Well, thanks so much for double checking, and have yourself a great Wednesday. We appreciate it. Thanks again for all you guys do.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Let's see. 281 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, 281.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today? Seem like good.
Fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
Good. Good. Well, I just had one question today, I think, unless I have one after you answer this. On the exchange rate, I know that was included in you guys' update on yesterday. So, Tony, do you think that that rate will, we will not see that rate change until, you, like you said, after the EID holiday? Or
okay,
can
we're
they
not,
change that?
Oh.
Or can they change that prior to that and just not? Can the rate be changed before this holiday, but still they will wait until after the holiday and all that other stuff to make it go live, do you think, which will be still before the end of the month?
Okay, so this is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think their goal right now is to submit the budget by the holiday, 23rd, which is what they said.
Yeah. Right.
Once the government gets it, then they submit it to the House. It won't be approved until after the holiday. So they're already telling us that right now. We're not even going to look at it until after the holiday. So we know 23rd or 24th. I think the new rate is in the budget because they've already told us $30 or more. We're trying to decide right now when we get the budget. We're looking at two things. Is it a month-to-month budget, which is 1/12 of 2019, or are we looking at a six-month budget, which is a budget for the rest of the year, or our annual budget? So they got three options. And they're saying they haven't even decided what type of budget is going to be yet. So even when they get it, now they have to make that decision. Now they're trying to decide, do we split it into two budgets? Do we do a budget that simply pays the salary, pays welfare, pays the people in government, or do we do a budget that encompasses all of that plus all of the projects that we want to do, including the China project, which is supposed to start our economy? So they're looking at that. So those are five different things they got to look at in this one budget. So anybody think they're going to get it on Wednesday and it's going to be approved on Thursday, it's not going to happen like that. So, and I'm trying to tell people. But the rate is definitely within there. And that's why I said we should see it by the end of May, first week in June, because it's really not even going to be effective until July. First payments and things that they can make out. They wanted June, but they said six-month budget or month-to-month budget. You got to look at that right there. So when would that take over throughout the rest of the year? Now, when they approve the budget, could they immediately change the rate? Absolutely. And then the whole month of June, the rate could be changed. So when it goes into effect in July, everything is kosher with the budget and everything else. Won't affect it. They just got to know they're stabilized and know what they're getting ready to do.
Okay.
So do I see them doing it before then? Absolutely not. These idiots who keep putting out every other day that they started getting paid and somebody got paid, and absolutely nobody has gotten paid. Nobody in the banking system has gotten paid. I don't know one paymaster that's gotten paid. I don't know anybody in Reno, and I know people in Reno who has gotten paid. Not one. Even my guy who already got the million didn't get his other $7 million yet because the guy is telling them we may have it done by the end of the month. And he already got paid for $3 million. So nobody else is getting paid. Nobody has been getting paid. And I don't know why these idiots keep making up this stuff, putting it out every other day or on these calls and telling these people that their military intelligence was telling them checks are going out, people getting paid or whatever. It's just nonsense. So, no, I don't see it happening before then. Okay?
So it doesn't
God knows I wish it would.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what type of budget they put out, whichever one they choose, the rate is going to be what it's going to be.
Okay.
And, go ahead.
Yes. Absolutely what Ray put in the form and you guys saw, what they put out in public, is they think they need to have a rate change to make it through this year. They think that's one of the things they need to have. This would be the time to do it. Okay? What happened is Iraq is changing their oil. Saudi Arabia is changing theirs. Kuwait is changing theirs. They are further reducing their oil output effective the 1st of June from what they've already agreed to with OPEC. They're going to reduce it even more now is what they're announcing to try to affect the price of oil to go up even higher. So they have a strategy. It all goes in place the 1st of June.
So the oil, the rate change is going to go in the direction we want it to go because, you know, at some point we were not sure if they were, we didn't want it to go the opposite direction because they could have chose whatever, but they have to go in the direction that we're looking for so that we, you know, not just us, but they can do what they have to do. And, of course, at that point, we will be able to go to the bank because it's going in the right direction. Because at one time, we thought it was going, like, up in the numbers, like 13 instead of going back down. So we know for sure that they wouldn't pull that little trick because they can't afford it to go the opposite direction. Am I correct on that? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, you're talking about the current exchange rate going to 13 instead of going back down to 10 and 9,
right,
where we wanted to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that was happening because the price of oil was going down. Now the price of oil is going up. So that number is going down in the direction we needed to. Okay. And as they have to get their budget and economy, it will go. We know the bank rates on the screen saying they're going to have the exchange rate that we want. We know they are saying to themselves, we need to change the exchange rate and then able to survive, even with all the price it is and our economy. Those are the things we need to do. So it's just a matter of when do we do them? We know we need to do them. We plan to do it. When do we do it?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Those are my questions. You answered everything. So now we just wait and see. I hope this is our time. We don't have that many days to go. We're already in the middle of, the middle of May already. So we'll see. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Guys.
Okay.
Have
thank you.
Day.
All right.
Bye-bye. 727 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I used to say sir with my dad, but God, when you get old enough, I guess it's got to be you. So I guess now that means I'm old. Dang.
All right. It's good to be old. At least you know you made it. So
good. Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you, there'd be a lot of – I had a lot of people – years ago I went to school with some Norwegians, and a friend of mine saw him. This was 20 years later, and my name came up, and they said, he's still alive? And so I guess there were some that were not betting on me at that point. but I hope I disappointed them. So I guess my questions are kind of in looking at the situation with what's happening with our economy and the fact that I think I've heard you say that it was you were under the impression that we're going to be going into exchange centers, probably more so than the traditional banks when we eventually do this. I was thinking that it would seem to me a logical thing that they would take the normal precautions that they're recommending for this COVID deal, and that shouldn't interfere with them exchanging our notes. Do you agree with that?
Well, this is what's going to happen. There's 10 million people. So probably 9 million people, 8 or 9 million people are going to go to bank locations, okay? Big banks, small banks, little banks. They're going to put those metal plastic things on desks just like they do right now for everybody and do their appointments. And I'm saying that because the majority of those people have less than a million dinar, less than a million. So they're not going to send them to the office locations and things like they're going to send people with 20, 30, 40 million dinar and the money they're going to have, or 10 million dinar and end up with 30 million U.S. dollars. They're probably going to go more to the office locations, still three people. And, yes, they're going to be able to take the precautions with them. But still, even if a million people, which I don't think so, the actual number I think they said they're going to create is like 20,000 new multimillionaires out of 10 million people. They think they're going to create 20,000 new multimillionaires here in the U.S. So we know they're definitely going to go to special places. Everybody else, they're just going to try and get through. And they hope, you know, when we say the exchange locations, procedures, that's really for that 10-day period of time when they're trying to get all of us through in those 10 days. After that, or after the first 30 days, they're going to have people make regular appointments at banks because they figure anybody who has this money and it's any amount of money at all, followed this, watched this, and already exchanged. The rest are just going to be stragglers over the next 2 years who find out about it here, there, and across the way. So they don't have to do anything special for them. So it's not going to be that hard, I don't think. But right now, my guys tell me they can't even find people to come in and take care of us. They don't want to do it. They're scared. They're scared because what they keep seeing on TV, that the number's not zero, but it's thousands of people still dying every day across this country. And they're like, I'm going to be, you know, direct in front of it. 10, 20, 30, 40 different people a day breathing on me, sneezing on me, touching me, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people just don't want to do it. I can't blame them for not wanting to do it. I mean, I want my guy to do mine. I don't know about your guy. Did I answer your question? Because I got off.
I think so, but possibly we need to hire somebody from Costco because they get people in and out of Costco. I mean, they got it down. You don't have to wait. If you wait in line, it's only a couple of minutes. And after that, boom, you're handled and you're out the door. And and as you go in, they just wipe down a cart. So they've disinfected and away you go. And I mean, I just kind of foresee that this process could be mobilized and be more effective. And I'm not sure that.
Okay, let's look at what you just said for the banks. I got an appointment. You got an appointment. You got an appointment. I'm going in. I'm sitting there for 20 minutes. I'm going over my paperwork. I'm reading. You're explaining stuff to me. I'm definitely not wearing my mask because I'm trying to hear what you're seeing. I'm trying to talk to you. Even if I was. Now I got desks, chairs, pencil, paper, all everything. As soon as I leave the room, they got to bring a cleaning crew in to wipe down. Because they got to wipe down my whole side because they don't know. So now that was the time before when the next person was coming in. But now that 15, 20 minutes in between time, they got to do a complete cleaning before the next customer comes in the office, come sit in the cubicle, chair, whatever it is, up and down, if that's the way they're doing it. So now they've cut their service down in half, but they've already cut their people down by three quarters. Because what are they saying? When the states open up, you can only have 25% of your capacity. So now they've already cut that down. Now they've cut our hours down to every other 30 minutes they get somebody in. That drags out this whole process, if that's how they're doing it, with less people. Costco is efficient because it's a line, and Costco said, hey, stay your 6 feet difference, but if you don't, I don't really care as long as you do what I say do when you get to this cash register and keep it moving. But the bank's not going to work like that. Okay.
That's a pity.
Yes.
Okay.
It would
be
nice.
Yeah. No kidding. I don't know why the bank doesn't bounce for those. I think seems to me the Chinese had a bunch of tests that they were of questionable validity, and they had to get a bunch of those, test everybody that tells you the result in 5 minutes, and if you're good, no fever, boom, you're in. So they wouldn't have to worry. Just suggestions if they're listening. But anyway, gentlemen, have a great day. I appreciate the chance that I had a chance to get on. And I miss you guys when I don't get on. And Tony, just so I know you're keeping track, I work today, and there's more traffic on the roads now. There are more people out driving around and so forth. So we're starting to see the effects of that. So the consumption of that cheap fuel is beginning to happen. And even though I can tell you from my position, the prices are always slow to drop and quick to go back up. And so that'll probably be what will happen in this deal. So,
well, if everybody opens up by the end of the month, like we think, and most of them, I mean, by Friday, there will only be two states that aren't open in some shape, form, or fashion. So everybody will be partially open by Friday except for two states. But by the 1st of June, they're going to do two things. Hopefully those other two states have started. No, actually, New Jersey moved in 30 days out. And even though California is open, they just moved theirs to July. L.A. just moved in to July before they open back up. But anyway, the majority of the country will be moving. Gas will be consumed. Oil will be consumed. Saudi, Iraq, Kuwait. Another, I said they're going to reduce their production further by June the 1st, which means prices will go up again through consumption and through reduction of production. And then by July comes around, we'll be back up there. Everybody will be happy, and the dinar will be worth more than we ever thought it would. How about that?
I what's the old saying? I like the way you think. So we'll keep it at that.
Okay.
Have a good day, right. You too. And again,
right,
thanks for everything. I appreciate you. You bet.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you too. Yeah. All right.
386 area code. You are on.
Nope.
All right. We'll go to 208 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
That's you, 208.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
All right, 386, I'll come back to you. You were a little too slow. 208.
Somebody said I'm here. Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was 208. 208, Eric Coach, did you say I'm here? But go
this
ahead.
This is 208.
You are. Okay, go ahead, 208. We'll get 386.
I was curious
good
about
morning.
The problems. That, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I was curious
afternoon.
About the getting on your call through Twitter with the problems people are having. When the call is live, I'm unable to get onto it. It just keeps downloading. But once the call's ended, you can get on. Are you able to try to figure out what's going on with that through the blog talk?
No, not yet.
I see.
I don't
know. I'm seeing comments that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying. I really don't know what to tell you. We've gone in there. We've looked at it. Don't know what they're doing. All we can say is send in requests to Twitter and Blog Talk. Unfortunately for us, even us guys. Blog Talk is not answering their phones. I don't know if they're sitting at home, just not doing it. It just rings forever and ever and ever. So we send in emails, and that's all we can do until we get some kind of response from them. But I guess if everybody's sending an email, text, to complain, somebody's going to have to notice something.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, because you follow the same process and it works on the recall, but just it won't work when you're live. So, you know, it seems like there's something on that end of it because I'm doing the same thing one way or the other.
Okay, so you're only here today because you called in on the call-in number? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I normally just go through the Twitter thing later in the day. I work for a company that actually delivers most people their currency, so I'm in and out of the truck all the time, and so I just try to get on later on my break and whatnot. But even that started having problems a long time ago, so I tried doing it live so I didn't miss anything. And then, you know, we've been having this problem for about 4 weeks now.
All right. I'll try it again, see what I can do.
Okay. I had one thought from the guy that's just on, the truck driver that's always on delivering gas. With that exchange center, with the cubicles you were talking about, you know, if they're going to reduce the amount of people in a location, that would obviously reduce the amount of deaths. So, you know, you could do one exchange, that banker could get up, go to another desk, and other people could come in, and then that cubicle could be cleaned while the next one's going on. Just a thought for the banks.
Hey,
I'm sure they appreciate it.
That was a good thought. Good idea, though. You know what? You're right. So instead of them taking the cubicles out completely and distance them by 6 foot, you're right. They could just rotate the cubicle that they work in while the other one is being cleaned. That is a good idea. I like that.
All right, gentlemen. I appreciate all you do for us, and I'll let someone else come on. But thanks, and have a good day.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you,
Take
sir.
Care.
Yep.
All right, 386. Let's give you another try.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Hey.
How are you?
There he is.
Good morning.
Tony, I believe you answered all my questions to last person before this guy, but what I would like to know now is, are all the rates just about the same as before, and are they still going to take all the ZIM? Either one can answer.
I'm going to say whenever there's a rate question, what they're going to take, I would prefer you guys ask Ray, just so I can
okay.
say I wasn't wrong. Ray was wrong anyway.
Well, Tony, you can answer me then.
No, the rates haven't changed. We haven't got a change. And as far as we know, yes, they're still taking all the notes. Okay.
Okay. Did you see a new rate on $500 million?
No,
just by chance,
because the rates haven't changed. The last rate we got for the ZIM was 11 to 22, which is actually the same rate we've been having for the last 10 years, somewhere between 11 cent and 22 cent, which
okay, good.
When we first started this thing, the rate I was given for my guy at the Treasury, when the very first day we ever announced that the ZIM was going, even were told that it was going, was 11 cents.
Well, that's good then. It hasn't changed in all these years.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Tony and Ray. And this is Chief.
Yes, sir.
In Florida. That's who I am. Well, I'll talk to you later. God bless you, and thank you, everybody.
All right. Thank
all
you,
right,
sir.
Thank you.
610, you are on. G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
All right, you too.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man? Good?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call, and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay. That takes us to area code 573. You fell off. 910. You're on.
Hi, Tony and Ray.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Yeah. You know, you were great. You gave me some good information on Monday, and I just wanted to get back to you. I thought Ray told me he was going to give me his email and his phone number.
Well, you know what?
Did I say that?
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Ray probably
no,
tell 100 people that, and he probably do it for zero.
Well, see, I wanted to know if I'm able to take anybody with me to the exchange center.
You didn't need my email for that. So you could ask that.
Well, I thought since Ray lives in North Carolina, and so did I, that he'd go with me.
Oh.
No, seriously, are you able to take anybody with you or not? You know.
Okay, you're not supposed to take anyone with you to your appointment unless there are an attorney and you need them. You're physically or mentally or something like that, or somebody that has power of authority. They don't want people just bringing their neighbor, their best friend, or, you know, the guy who advises them and don't even have a clue. So they don't want to be going through all
I
that.
I think I'm mentally able to handle that. I have to share a funny with you. 2 hours ago, I got a call supposedly from Publishers Clearing House telling me that I was a fortunate winner of $3.5 million and that I also would get $7,000 a month for the rest of my life, and I'd get a 2020 Mercedes and all this wonderful stuff. And I said, oh, really? He said, we just need from you to open a new account at your bank. I said, why would I want to do that? Well, because of the coronavirus, we can't personally come out and deliver all this to you. And I said, well, I have a better idea. Why don't you just send me a certified check? Well, that ended the conversation.
Hey,
that was the end of it.
I was waiting for you to get to the end so I could say, have them call me then. Give them my number.
Well, I would like, Ray, if you would. I'm not going to call you or email you and bother you, but if something comes up that I really feel, because I'm kind of by myself, and if I'd like some direction, hopefully we will get an RV. And if I need some last-minute direction, I'd like to be able to contact you.
Oh, but you might not be successful with that.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and tell you ahead of time. I don't have any reservations giving you the number, but you might not be able to achieve what you're thinking about achieving.
Okay.
But I will try to help connect you up with what I call Dinar buddies, other folks that are in the family, in the community, in the industry.
Yeah.
That you probably can lean to. So we'll work on that and get you with a connection of folks.
Okay. Well, thanks, both of you. I really hope eventually we'll have an RV. That would be wonderful.
See?
Oh.
That's what you get for living in North Carolina. If you lived in California, I say come on over and let's have dinner. See?
That's right.
Anyway.
That would be great.
Okay.
Well, I did live in California. We moved here from California 20 years ago. We were in Newport Beach for 10 years. Yeah. All I hope is that the hairdressers open up again.
Yeah, me too.
That's my biggest
wish. The hairdresser, the nail shops, what else y'all need?
This was the wrong time of the year for Zoom to come out doing all these Zoom presentations.
Well, thanks, guys. You're wonderful, and I thank you for all your hard work. And it sounds like your 404 woman always has such astute information to render, so I always listen to her. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 205 area code. You are on.
Hi.
Hi.
Is that me? Hello. Hello,
that is
Mr.
You.
Tony and Mr. Ray. How are you?
Hi. Great. I'm fantabulous, sir.
Fantastic.
Nth degree. And yourself?
I'm good. Last week, I called in about some currency that I ordered in March. I ordered it as a gift to myself, but the bank closed down due to the coronavirus before the currency came in. So I've been going by there, calling, no one's there to answer the phone, et cetera. So Mr. Tony suggested that I call the currency line and see if I could find some information that way. Well, I couldn't get anyone to answer, so I go back to the bank, to the other bank down the street, and after a lot of talking and they filed an escalation report because they didn't know where my currency was, and I'm like, the bank is closed, so where is it? So finally they told me that they sent it back after a month, because they have to send it back after a month. And I'm thinking, why did you send it back if the bank was closed and I couldn't get in to get it? So anyway, I'm glad I found out when I did, because I did have a chance to order it again on Monday. It came in on yesterday, so I went by to pick it up today. So I have it before it revalued or anything. But when I asked them, I also had some Zim that I had just gotten, and I asked them if they had a Delarue machine, and they said no, that they didn't. And it's a Wells Fargo that they didn't. They only have machines that run U.S. dollars and not foreign currency. So do you think that they are going to be ready to take us in by appointments, because you still can only go by appointment? Do you think they're going to revalue in the next couple of weeks and they don't even have the Delarue machines to check our currency for fraud or to make sure it's
authentic? Okay, so here's the thing. I'm so glad that you got your money.
Thank you.
You have to go through that. Now, when you go to the bank, they're going to ask you, they should have, do you want to pick it up here or do you want to have it delivered? Because I know some people have theirs delivered at their location. As a matter of fact, after I call, talk to somebody, his was delivered by FedEx from the bank, just to make sure he got it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always go in there and ask for that.
Well, no, they said theirs has to be delivered to the bank, that they don't deliver it straight to the customer. Yes, sir.
Okay. Every bank does not have a Delarue machine.
Okay.
Because every bank is not going to be an exchange center.
Okay.
You know, locations that will be exchange centers, I'm pretty sure will have a Delarue machine, or they'll do what some banks will do is tell you they have to send it to their region. We're going to count it, go through it, bag it, send it to the region to verify, and then within tomorrow you should get credit for your money. They're still going to give you credit for your 10%, and then full credit, you know, probably after it's verified. So I would rather go have my money verified on the spot, but if you can't, then you have to do what you have to do. But are they going to be ready for us when it comes time? Yes, that's what they're doing right now. Well, some locations are doing, because other states I've talked to, and there's more than one, that they still haven't been contacted at all. And it's kind of like, unfortunately, just like right now with states opening and reopening, and, you know, there's no federal guidelines. And everybody's just doing what they want, or what their state thinks they should do, or what their county thinks they should do. These are all different banks. Every bank's going to have their own system, how this is going to work, how they're going to work it, and maybe every region within a bank, because there's one that's definitely working on it right now and sitting there trying to figure out how to do it and get enough people, where Texas isn't even talking to their people. They haven't even told them yet to, you know, to get ready again. So we're looking at different things in there. But I think when it comes time to open up, it'll all work out, especially for us, which is the internet group, because that's the group that's getting paid, they're getting prepared for the most. It's for us to rush in, do ours, and then do things normal. Okay? So I wouldn't be too concerned about any bank that doesn't have a Delarue machine, because they're probably not going to be an exchange location.
Okay. And that was another question that I had, and you just touched on it, was about Texas. Like, what were they doing? Are they still – no one's at the exchange centers or anything like that, right?
You know, I want to say maybe Texas is being smart, but if I said that, I have to give them credit. You know, I don't want to give credit to Texas for nothing. So maybe they just don't know what they're doing. But they aren't doing anything, I can tell you that.
Okay. So they're not doing anything yet. They're just kind of...
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of believing that they know something that maybe we don't.
Okay, I pick on Texas guys, but you guys should know if you don't know. And you haven't been here long enough. When the U.S. took over Iraq and everything else, took over banks, start printing money, all of Iraq's money was printed in the U.S. first and then shipped overseas. It was shipped from Fort Hood in New Jersey, in case you guys didn't know that. And some other things were done there. But the server that the CBI operates in Iraq, the final touch of it is in Texas. So the actual server is in Texas. I could tell you right city was it, but anyway, it's in Texas. So the orchestrators of the plan to start with are in Texas. Again, the two largest locations for dinar holders is Texas and California. Texas, California, Florida, I think is the way it goes. Atlanta has a huge group of denarians too. So most of the banking information or the final information, every time we were really getting ready to go, every time it was really close, was when Texas was active. The other banks have been active a lot, planning, doing. Texas wouldn't, they didn't. But every time they did, the whole nation was together and we were about to go. So even though I pick on Texas all the time, we know they are very central to this whole thing going. Okay?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for answering my questions. That's all I have. You gentlemen
all
right, have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No water. 408.
To the brown there, but he changed all the front. I don't really think he
408.
But
408.
So
can you hear us?
Put it under the cabinet.
Nope. You're busy. Okay, 443. You're on.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, yes. Tony. Hey, Ray. This is Alicia in Baltimore. I don't have a board name, so I'll just give my first name. First, I'd like to say to my dad in Mobile, Alabama, wake up. He always falls asleep when you're called. I guess
is that
yeah,
him
that's
snoring?
Billy D. Williams' voice. So my question is, pardon me, you had said something earlier about somebody in Reno. I don't know if this is the same guy you're talking about, but I think he's might even be a younger gentleman who had bought a multi-million dollar house and some cars on an SKR. But he hadn't settled yet, or he was just settling. Is that the same guy you're talking about in Reno, or is it a different one? And what's the update on the guy with the house with the SKR?
No, that guy is not in Reno, and that
okay.
guy has not been paid all his money, and that's what I was talking about. And that
gotcha.
Guy has already been told as early as last week, don't look for anything until the end of the month.
Okay, did he get his house, though? Has he moved in, or I think that
oh,
was
Oh, yeah, he got
thought.
The house. Got the cars.
He did,
yeah,
the
he
house.
Did all
okay.
that. Got all that,
okay.
yeah.
He's moved in and gone on with his life. He's just waiting on the rest of it?
Basically, that's
nice.
So,
nice.
I take
well,
that. I mean, I
yeah, I was going to say,
right
I wish
now.
That had happened to me. Good grief.
Yeah.
All right, and the second question is, I just want to confirm really quickly, just to clarify, because there's been a lot of confusion. I think I've figured out what's going on. So there's several separate issues. I know you guys are going to check into it, but in case people think it's only a Twitter problem. So Ray had explained that Twitter had did something or had done something that disallowed us to get text or something like that. Yes, there's definitely something, because I was getting them up until, pardon me, about a month ago. And when I stopped getting the text and the tweets to my text message, so I would get tweets to my text message, and then I would get the text message. So when Ray said text messages were going to go away, it really didn't matter because the tweets came to my text inbox. Now I'm not getting either. So I went to Twitter based on some other callers' conversations and made sure I was following, and then I got push notifications. I'm still not getting them. So I'm not getting the text nor the tweets. But because I know when the call generally is and I'm off with this COVID, I can actually go to Twitter and find the link. And or I can go directly to Blog Talk Radio, look up Ray Ren 98 because it's not under TNT, and get the link to the call there. However, confirm so the singular issue on one side of it is that some people are not getting the text nor the tweets directly to their text messages. But I am getting – I can look under – because I think I only subscribe to you guys. I can look under there and see where the tweet is and get the link there. But when I go to blog, either directly to Blog Talk, skipping over Twitter entirely, or going or even going into the forum and getting the link there, no matter where I get the link, that gentleman is absolutely correct that it just says loading during the live call. You can only get the replay for some of us. We don't know why that is, but that may provide some clarity. So it's a twofold issue. The text and the tweets are one issue, probably linked to Twitter. Even if you're following, I'm still not getting them. And then there's the Blog Talk is a larger issue, which is why I'm on the phone. So that's that. And the last question I wanted to ask is, have you talked to Oki recently? How is he doing?
I have not talked to Oki, guys, since the last time we were on the call here together when I brought him on the call. So,
okay.
But
okay.
I would surmise that he's doing fine. I haven't heard anything negative. Or anything else. So I guess he's okay.
Good, good. Well, if you check in with him, let us know, as you always do. We're ready for his plane to land and all the ships at sea or whatever that cool greeting was that I used to see so often when I actually used to read other forums, which I stopped a long, long time ago. Even though I could separate the wheat from the chaff, I don't even bother with that nonsense anymore. So that was all. Just wanted to know about the guy in the house and Oki, and to clarify some of the technical issues people still may be experiencing. But I was able to get on the call. But I think the old rule, when you used to be able to call, you know, hours early to be first in line or to get online at all, if you try to call in any earlier than 15 minutes, it will not allow you to do so on that line. So that is can be another concern for folks. But luckily, I was able to get on twice and listen live. And I did have a question this time. So thank you. Have a great day. Stay safe. Keep that social distancing up until we beat this thing back. And I'll talk to you guys another time.
All right. Thank you, sir. I mean, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's cool. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Alicia.
All right. Bye-bye, yeah.
314 area code. You are on.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Hey, let me take a moment and say I really appreciate the knowledge that you guys have given us, and you have set a lot of people free in the financial liberties of things that are available.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Question.
What's going on with you? Yeah, all right.
I was on a call last Monday, and in turn, you were talking about platforms. And from my listening interpretation, I was interpreting that if you had enough money and you had it in the bank for a period of time, do you have to have a platform to get the 10%? Or will the bank give you 10% because you have so much money in the night trading?
Okay, so what we've been talking about is the bank itself giving you 10% on your balance, depending on what you have. And they're going to negotiate with you on that. So somebody with $100,000, they're not going to give 10%. I can just say that right now. But somewhere in there. I mean, you got to look at, and you guys can take and Google this yourself. What is the average interest rate at banks right now? And put that in, $100,000, and people aren't even getting 1%. The average person doesn't get 1% on their money yearly. So now we're talking about 10%. You have to have some money. You have to be willing to leave it in the bank for a certain period of time, so the bank can make money with it. They got to see that it's beneficial to them in order to do it. So when we're saying 10%, we're talking those of you who are going to end up with millions of dollars, they're going to offer you 10%. I don't think they're going to offer a guy $500,000, 10%, or $2 million, 10%, because they know you're going to spend that money 40 years out anyway. Most of you can go buy a $1 million house and then be broke in 12 months. And they know what people's speaking habits are. So know how much you have, how much you're willing to leave, and for what period of time when you are negotiating. I told you guys that so you would know. They've been taught and trained to go up to 10% during the exchange process. Just don't let that money walk out the building. They're still not going to offer that to everybody. I'm sure they have guidelines they have to go by. I don't have those guidelines today. I probably will have them the moment the RV is announced because I know where to get them. But right now, I just want people to know that's a possibility. Okay? Platforms are something totally different. Those investment opportunities that you're not going to get introduced to during the exchange process. That's going to happen probably after you meet your private banker, your wealth manager, and they say, now, what does your future look like? What are you looking to do? That's when you're going to say, well, I'm looking for this. IPOs, business opportunities, partnerships, investment platforms that you can get involved. This is the area that I'm going to be excited about, is what I'm telling my wealth manager. Go find out about this if you don't know. Then come back and talk to me, and let's go from there.
And
ask your question?
In regard to...
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. You did not offend me. In regard to that 10%, is that mainly over the night trading, and there's a different rate for a day trading?
That's an annual trading. So you're talking about... it's not day trading, it's something else. You want to get overnights, and the bank gets overnights. You want them to know that you know they get overnights. So I know you're getting 1% a night on my money, overnight 22% a month, 240% a year. It comes out to this. So giving me 10 cents ain't nothing, or 10%. Now, they just get that in interest in their overnight. They also are doing, you know, fractional banking. So for every $1,000 you deposited, they get the loan out $10,000. That's still the ratio today. It could be as low as eight, but $8,000 to $10,000. And then they get to charge 5-6% interest on that, depending on who they're loaning it to. So that's the Ponzi scheme in the banks, in case you guys didn't know it. But it's called fractional banking is what they call it. It's really just a Ponzi scheme. But anyway, they get paid 10 times of your money right out the gate for loaning it out, and then the interest on that 10 times. So you got to say, I know what kind of money you're making off my money, and I need to make some of that. Everybody can't do that. This might even be too much information for some people. But people who have money and looking at going in there, then you need to argue your point of getting more out of this. Okay?
Yes, sir. And what would be a good time span to say as a limit, 2 years, 3 years, for them to hold that money at that rate and look for a better venture later?
I don't know. That's going to be up to each individual person. I have no idea what your goals are in 2 years versus 5 years, or what you're trying to do, or when you need to put that money to work somewhere else. So everybody's going to have to make that decision for themselves. I personally, now it's just me, if I'm putting 50% of my money over there, I want it to work in a guaranteed process as long as I can. If they're going to give me 5 years, I'm taking 5 years, 2 years, because, you know, what else am I going to do with it? I'm not going to spend it all and go broke. But what I can do is put my money to work while I was doing that. What's that? That's that 1% a month, year, 10% a year, 20% a year, whatever it works out to be that they're giving me. Let me put that to work. And I want it paid monthly, so I'm doing that every month. I'm putting my money to work. That's always over there. But now this is my investment portfolio. When I get to the end of 5 years, if I made a lot of money, great, let's do it again. Because they're going to give you that option. If I didn't, now I'm so much smarter about money than I was when I first got that. I will know what to do with that money.
Excellent. The last question I have is in a relationship is in protecting your principal. Let's say I have $50 million and my interest is monthly. I don't start putting money in foundations and all those things until after my first interest check comes in, right?
If you want to keep your principal. I mean, that's what I explained to the lady on Monday. It depends on what you want to do. I could put money in the foundation and make the same deal with the bank and only give out the interest. So it depends on whose name you want to be in, where you want to go. I could still make that same deal.
Beautiful. All right, fellas, you guys have a blessed day. Be safe. And thank you for your service.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, 408, you're back. Let's try you again. 408. 408 area code. You came back. You ready this time?
Nope.
Second time. Kicked him off the first time. He wasn't paying attention. All right, 757. Let's try you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Tony and Ray?
All right.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
No, I was just calling. In reference, just kind of expanding on the lady that called and said people having problems getting onto the blog top. It's not loading. Actually, I've been having that same issue now for probably a month or so too. But I do know if you go all the way to your right of that load bar, when you hit, it's a little box there with an arrow, and you hit that, you'll get a pop-up box. It says live now. If you hit that, and it will play. But the regular way of just hitting the play button under the on the play bar, it will just keep loading. You see the little lines going across like it's loading, but it just would never play. But if you go to your far right, you'll see a little square box with an arrow in it. If you click on to that, you'll get another box to pop up. And if you hit on the play button there, it will play.
Oh,
is that every time or sometime?
It'll play there every time, but the normal way it won't play at all on my iPhone. Let me put it this way. If I go to my iPhone and try to play the show like I always do, it stops doing it. But if I go to that little box, to the square box to the right, it's an arrow in it. If you click on that, it's another box that'll pop up and it'll say live now. And if you hit your play button, it will play.
Okay, well, that's the solution to the problem. So there you go. Somebody just needs to go into the form and put that in there. And Ray just needs to write it down so when he gets this question the next 100 times, he got the answer.
No, the iPhone users just need to learn how to use it.
No. I'm an iPhone
user. No, just kidding.
That's how I got that solution. All right, thanks, guys. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. We do appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I'll tell you right now, a lot of people are saying thank you already. Thank you for that. They didn't know it. Okay.
Okay, 540. You're on.
How's it going, Tony and Ray?
All right. Fantabulous,
sir. Super fantastic, my friend. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, man. I've been listening to y'all for about 2 or 3 months. And as far as what you're saying, as far as
that's
Iraq
it?
Goes and all that, I'm new to this, man. I'm young. I'm only 32. I'm a young man. So, but I'm currently in Iraq. So so a lot of stuff that y'all speak and I see and I read, I see it forthcoming here in Iraq because I'm out here. You know what I mean? So,
oh, okay.
My question is actually revolved around.
Wait. I got my own questions first. Hold on.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
Where are you at when you're out there?
I'm about 50 miles west of Baghdad.
50 miles west. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, do you guys have a TV where you're at?
We have TV, but our TV shows are international stuff, so we won't see a lot of local news out here. We hear, I mean, we don't even have Iraqis working out here, you know what I mean? So we hear stuff. Most of me, when I start hearing, jets and everything and all that moving around, I assume something's happening, you know what I mean? So.
Okay. I used to have a guy that was right there, but, I mean, well, he was actually, anyway, on the base. But he used to have the Iraqi guys come in that he worked with. And what is it? When I was in, it was AFN. What is it called now? TV.
We still have AFN now, but, I mean, with the coronavirus,
okay.
They've been showing movies all the time because can't nobody really go out, you know what I mean? So it's on,
okay.
But it don't show much.
All right. So we had AFN, and this guy used to have it, but one of his guys used to interpret things for him. And tell them what was on the live station. That's why I was asking you, did you have that? Just so we know who we're talking to. But
no.
All right, go ahead. What was your question? All right.
No. So my question is, as I'm looking and listening to this currency, and I'm ordering my currency, send it to my wife back at the house, when it comes down time to for the revaluation to actually happen, because I believe it's going to happen sooner than later, and the reason I say that is because I'm aware of things that happen over here. I'm aware of allies. I'm aware that China, Russia, and the U.S. are all invested into this property over here in Iraq. And they're currently trying to come to a peace agreement to where Iraq is no longer a battlefield and the U.S. and Iran and all the other countries make this a neutral ground so nobody's fighting here anymore. So when it comes up to the reevaluation, is it something my wife can go through it and I pass her information? Because I'm going to be up here for a minute before I can even get back because, you know, as far as flights goes, everything's canceled. So if this happens June, July, we won't be able to get back to the States until around August, you know what I mean? So
how long
is
you
that something
married?
That she can go through it and be okay for 2 years?
Oh. Don't listen to Ray. Don't even listen to him. Don't even listen to him.
Yeah.
Because he can really start to mess. Like, don't listen to him.
Nice fine.
Look. You're like, you going to trust her with all that money? I know you're going to.
Do you have kids already?
Yeah.
Well, no. We got kids together.
Okay,
we got one together, and then we got four all in total. Yeah, but my parents have some. So when it comes to the currency, I get it delivered to both my parents' house and to her, and like to my house. So we both, everybody, it's a circle. So if she do want to mess up, you know what I mean? My parents still got some of it as well. You know what I mean? So I got both going on in both places. So because when it happens, they're going to be together doing it because I don't want her to go by herself or my dad can sit in the truck. My mom can sit out there. Somebody's going to be there making sure everything goes smooth. You know what I mean?
Okay. But now you could grab a flight real quick, can't you, and fly back just for a few minutes, a few days, whatever, then go back again? Or you can't leave Iraq at all until a certain time frame? Or you're kind of stuck there for a while?
We're on restriction until after the 30th.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on restriction until after the 30th of June.
Okay.
Okay, but
we're
listen,
not moving unless we move somewhere else in Iraq.
She'll be able to do your transaction. She's your wife, so she can always fill in for you. You always want to, and you already gave her power of attorney before you went over there just in case something happens, right? So she actually has that through the military and everything else. So you won't have an issue. Here's a bigger question, maybe, because I know they've. And don't answer if you don't want to, because I don't know who's hearing what we're saying. They restricted sending money out the country and how much you could send out the country. So when you say that, you know, kind of antenna go up in the air. Okay, what's going on here? Just so you know that.
Oh, no, it's right? Not, I'm not doing money out of the country. You know, like open areas, in which everybody knows about, like Erbil. I know when I was there, because I was in Erbil probably about 4 or 5 months ago, so before all this coronavirus virus happened. And, you know, just out there, and when we were out in town, because you can go out in town in Erbil, they accepted our local currency, like the USD, but they were more so prone for you trying to spend their money out there, you know what I mean? Like, they would take it, but they really want you to spend, you know, the NAR instead. So... Yeah, like spend the local money there versus spending USD. Now, they still accepted it, yes, but they were trying to push you towards spending. And then, you know, being American and the whole ignorance level, they charge you more because you really don't know how the calculation works, because trying to calculate 1,100, 1,200 to 1, you know, numbers can go crazy. They get a few extra bucks on you. They feel like they won, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
As far as money
really
in the
don't
state,
you
know,
to you anyway.
Money in the state – Yeah, no, money in the States,
okay.
It's a few sites, you know, we go on ordered offline, and it comes in offline, you know. Like you have TravelX, which is local, and then, you know, you can do, like, the Treasury Vault, you know, Exchange America, and stuff like that. So I'm looking at a whole bunch of different sites as far as getting currency, you know.
Oh, okay. So your real question comes to, is can she go do your exchange without you? I thought you were still sending money from over there like people used to.
Oh, no.
I was saying, you want to be careful saying that, especially on this call. Okay.
No.
Yeah. She'll have full power and authority. She can represent you. Won't be an issue. Okay. And like I said,
okay.
I know
you
went and did that before you left anyway.
Yeah, because I've been listening. I've been following up. And, she has all the power turning. She got the cars. She can – I get back and I have nothing, you know, but it – I'm not worried about it because I still got my kids, so. But I just know. And
man,
as far
trust
as,
in your wife.
The,
don't listen
the contractor.
To Ray. Trust in your wife.
I know, no. I trust her. You got nothing to worry about.
Don't listen to Ray.
No, we took turns because last time I was home, you know, I was home and she was over here. So we flopped back and forth, you know. You know, we took turns doing it. But as far as the contract rate goes, is there on the contract rate? Because right now my dinar number's low. I mean, I'm only like around 6 or 7 million dinar. I mean, dinar versus with the dong. I got like 50 or 60 million dong. Is there a set amount for the contract saying I only have 6 million? Say it happens tomorrow, I only have 6 million. Is that a good enough for a contract rate or?
1 million is good enough for a contract rate. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just go in there and ask for it.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I look at it as an investment. I do stocks markets too. So everybody's like, oh, currency is fake, it's a hoax. I'm like, well, if you invest $10 into McDonald's, and the stock is $5, and they dropped down to $1. Is it fate because McDonald's stock dropped? Like, no, it's just the fact you lost money. So I look at this as an investment, a currency investment. You know, if it goes up, good. If it goes down, I lost money. Okay, it won't be the first time. So,
that's all it is, right? We're all taking a chance. It's just when it pays off, it's just such unbelievable opportunity. How could you not do it? I mean, right now, you tell everybody – okay, they're going to give you back 80% of your money if you go take it back tomorrow. How can you not gamble 10 bucks on a million dong and get back 500,000? I mean, how can you not gamble 100 bucks on getting back 4 million? I mean, that doesn't even make sense to me. I don't know why people don't buy dong every day, 50 bucks, 50 bucks. I mean, I do know because everybody don't have 50 dong a day. But when you do have it, what better thing can you do, opportunity can you take with that $50, I mean, to change your whole life?
Then invest in yourself,
the whole entire
and your kids in the future.
It's just
100%.
Crazy.
I agree. And Ray, I live out in Raleigh, too, so I'm going to see you if you want to get some barbecue.
Okay.
Even though the guy was calling Nashville barbecue, I'm a Texas barbecue man because I live in Texas, but I own homes in North Carolina because, you know, that's where my stomping ground, so. You know, we can't talk about Texas too much, Tony. You know, I'm a Cowboy fan, too, so you know how that goes.
Oh, you just really screwed all up, huh? You left North Carolina. They just really screwed you up. Oh, my God. And you from Raleigh? And now you seeing all that Texas there? Man. Wait, hold on. Where your wife from?
We both from Carolina, but she's a Panthers fan, so, you know, we'll let that slide, you know.
Oh. All right, well, 50% of y'all got good sense, so I guess that'll work. All right, man.
Hey, she got 99% of the sense. I got 1%. Like I told the people, I don't make decisions. I make recommendations. I'll let her figure out what we're really going to do.
Okay.
All right, man. Be careful over there, though.
All right.
Just call back in and let us know.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I'm going to... Yes, sir. I'll continue to listen. And, hey, if I can't get on, send y'all an email. I'll send an email when I figure out something's going on.
All right. Great.
All right. Thanks.
Keep us posted.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Take care over there.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. All right, sir. That was the last one, and we're at the bottom half.
Mm.
Perfect time.
That was it. Okay.
Let's wrap this one up.
It was perfect time. Glad he made it on. Oh, man. All right, guys. Nothing but good news. I don't think we had any bad news today. It's still good news. Things are moving forward. They're still setting timetables. And here's the biggest thing that we can look forward and take with us. This government so far, even it's not a week old, is being very transparent. Very transparent, which is different from anybody they've had so far. They are saying things in public, exactly what they're doing, how they're moving. They're putting people's names out there, who they're opening up for corruption files. They're putting dollar amounts out there that they're looking to recover and where they're recovering it from. All of that so far is making the people feel good, even though they're demonstrating out there. And that's the one thing we didn't talk about. The people are back in the streets. But what they're talking about now is, where's our paycheck from January, and where is our monetary reform? That's what we're demonstrating about now. Paychecks from January haven't been paid in 6 months, and where is our monetary reform? And all of that is good news for us. So I'm going to tell you guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of the day, all right? And if, you know, you hear something, see something, we'll tweet it out, post it in the forum. And in the meantime, in between time, let's do what we do, and that is get some more currency. if you can get some more, I told you. Every time we have a call, and it's not the RV, get some more. Every Friday, we have a call, and they didn't do the RV that week, get some more. Every opportunity that you have, get some more, because once this has happened, for 99.9%, this will be the final time it will happen in their lifetime. Some of us are going to get on the basket 2, 3, and 4, but that's going to be a whole different group of people. But for the majority of us, this is the only time and the last time you'll see this in your lifetime. Take advantage of it. All right, Ray, do what you do.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. And we'll return on our regularly scheduled day Friday. Unless something exciting happens between then. If it does, we won't hesitate to let you know. But in the meantime, keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Yeah. gonna get better. With a single parent, go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
If you believe in that,
I believe.
Your money's gonna get better. Things are gonna work out for you good. Tell somebody.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We're out of here.